RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Tross Publishing is an independent New Zealand publishing company at trosspublishing.com, T-R-O-S-S publishing.com. Titles include The Corruption of New Zealand Democracy, Who Really Broke the Treaty, In the Jaws of the Dragon, A Jab in the Dark, Hey Pua Pua, Blueprint for Breaking Up New Zealand, and more. And joining us here at RCR, another one of our strategic sponsors is John from Tross Publishing. Hi, John. How are you?
We're fine, thank you.
Okay, so one of those titles I mentioned in just some of the lineup of books at trosspublishing.com was The Corruption of New Zealand Democracy. And I recognized that title from a TVNZ news story about 3 years ago. It was kind of like a hit job, actually, John, on someone finding your book. I think an English literature teacher, a young teacher, finding one of Tross Publishing's books in, I think it was Paper Plus. And they're all falling off their chairs and sort of wailing about. So you obviously remember that, right?
Oh, yes. It increased our sales instantly.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, why am I not surprised, actually? They never realised that they could do that, do they, when they try and
we
do
had to get we had to get reprints of so many books.
Yeah.
Within days.
Well, that was a bit of an own goal for them. All right. So a bit about the Tross Publishing story, John. Where has it come from? Because I'm picking these days it's not easy to be in publishing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, we've got about 35 titles currently, and on all sorts of different issues, including the environment, that is books exposing the harm that's done by 1080. We've got other books on, we've got a book on climate change by Dr. Kelvin Duncan, who was head of science at Canterbury University. It's called Global Warming, A Counterblast to the Man-Made Hypothesis of global warming. We also have the, as you mentioned, the book In the Jaws of the Dragon, How China is Taking Over New Zealand and Australia. And then we have numerous books on New Zealand history, especially in the 1800s. And we have a large number of books on the treaty issue, and which explain some of the lies that are being told at the moment. And they expose these lies by looking at the history of what actually happened, because our authors are very concerned with going back to the documents, reading what actually happened, rather than the reinterpretation of history, which is based a lot on oral history and on the opinions of modern historians.
And obviously there's interest in finding out about those things.
Oh, yes, yes, a lot.
Yeah, as the bump from the TVNZ news item revealed. I don't want to get hung up on that, but again, just thinking of it, the language used in that report, you know, people are appalled. They were shocked. It was all those words, you know.
Oh, no, there's a better one than that. I'm not sure if it was that one or a subsequent one. They said that when the teachers at the school in Northland found out that there were books by Tross Publishing in the library, they burst into tears.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, yes. So we call them the wailing teachers. I mean, have you ever heard such nonsense in your life?
Well, it's so infantile for a start, but no, I haven't. Yeah. All right, so why have you become, and thank you so much, an RCR strategic sponsor?
Well, because I have a great belief in the media and its historic purpose of stating the news objectively. And RCR is one of the few news outlets in the country that are not contaminated by the Public Interest Journalism Fund, which was set up by the Ardern government in order to bribe the media into reporting the news in a certain way. For example, one of the conditions of getting the money from that fund was that newspapers and radio stations had to report treaty issues on the basis that the treaty was a partnership between Crown and Maori, when in fact it was no such thing. So in other words, these newspapers signed up to get money from the government knowing that they had to tell a lie. And if they're going to tell a lie on that issue, then surely they'll be telling lies on other issues. And the only newspaper in the country that refused to take the money was the Westport News, which is privately owned. And the manager of that simply said, oh, no, we don't want that money. We prefer to paddle our own canoe. But he was the only one that refused out. And that's why I have respect for Reality Check Radio, because it's not part of that questionable group that took money from the government in order to report the news in a certain way, and that way being largely false.
That doesn't mean that we don't have people on with alternative or differing views. We really want to hear them, all sides of the story. So the fear is, when you're doling out the money into that journalism fund, if you're the government, the fear is, if you're not giving them the money, that people will be able to make up their own minds from what they hear, if it's from both sides, when you want them to think this particular way. So it's as bare-faced as that, really, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Boy, you wonder how you'd think you'd get away with that.
Well, I think that, I hate to say it, but I think the masses of New Zealanders are rather gullible.
Do you think they're waking up a bit, though?
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
And, are you seeing that in the books, in the demand for the books? Would be a measure?
Well, the demand does go up and down for some subjects. Yeah. For example, the books about the harmful effects of 1080, they sold really well at the beginning, but they've tapered off now, and I think it's because everybody who was interested in that subject have already got a copy. But we have a lot of interest in our treaty books. I mean, our best-selling book has been Twisting the Treaty, which was written by six authors, and that was published in 2014, and it's been updated, but it's one of our best sellers, and over the course of our history since 2010, it is the one that has sold the most copies.
What's in it for RCR listeners? They can go to our sponsors page on our website or app, and they can access a code which will give them an opportunity to purchase books, let's say, before the end of December, John, from Tross Publishing. What's the deal?
Yes, well, if they place an order before the 31st of December, we shall give them a 15% discount on books that they order from us.
Well, that's very generous, and you can only do that by going to our sponsors page and accessing the code. Without the code, it doesn't happen. John, thanks for being a strategic sponsor. Thanks for coming on RCR, saying those nice words, but also telling us about Tross Publishing. Let's see how those sales go in the next few weeks, at least, anyway.
Thank you, Paul.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.